Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
You know, your purpose is so important because God placed you in this era to be a witness about heaven and hell, to be a witness about salvation, to be a witness that people need to know Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. You know, Jesus predicted while he was on earth the type of environment, the type of society that would be going on during his return. Listen to what it says in Luke 17 and 26. He says, when the Son of Man returns, it'll be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up until the time Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. And the world will be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about doing their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building until the morning that Lot left Sodom. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual right up until the time when the Son of Man returns. Folks, we're living in that time right now. And that's why it's very difficult to discern if you don't know the Bible that Jesus Christ is about to return, that judgment is about to visit this planet. Now, I want to just quickly mention, I want to talk about two men who are assigned a purpose to reach people for Christ before judgment came. One's name was Noah and the other one was Jonah. Have you heard of these two men? How many of you heard of Noah? How many of you heard of Jonah? All right, thank you. Very quick. The Bible talks about the fact that a flood was going to come on the earth in Genesis chapter 6. The Bible tells us that human wickedness had reached a point of such terrible behavior that God said, I've got to destroy the world. I'm going to destroy everything. But the Bible says that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was a righteous man. He was blameless. And in fact, as a result, God spoke to him and said, listen, I want you to build an ark. And the ark is for you, your family, and for two of every type of creature here. I want you to build an ark. And I'm going to be sending a flood, and the whole world is going to die. So Noah did exactly what God said. He began building that ark. It took him about 120 years to build it. Guess what he was doing? He was preaching that entire time to people, telling them, look, God is about to judge the world. Why don't you turn to God? Why don't you change your evil ways? Why don't you give up and say, Lord, have mercy on me. God, help me. The Bible tells us that nobody did it. Absolutely nobody. Everybody ignored his message. Well, you know the story, and after a while, there was a drop of rain, then another drop, and then it rained, past the shower, and then it was really raining. Noah was in the ark at this time, and his family, and all those animals, and all of a sudden, the Bible says that the deep, the ground itself broke up, and water came from the top, and water came from the bottom, and all of a sudden, everybody who had rejected God drowned. Folks, let me say something to you. Just as sure as the story about Noah and the flood is true, one day it's going to be too late for people to accept Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, and they're going to be judged. God gave Noah 120 years to preach and to share with people what it meant to know God and to get ready and to accept God and to be able to enter the ark. No one else desired to be saved in that way. Noah did exactly what God said. He began to build the ark, but he also testified, shared about God, warned people about what was about to happen. We are living in that same type of culture and time. But we've got to begin warning people. We've got to share with them what the gospel is. That is our responsibility. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says in Ezekiel that when I warn people, these are God's words, when I warn people that they will surely die and you don't come and tell them that they'll die for their sins, oh, they will die for their sins. But if you don't warn them, then their blood will be on your hands. We need to understand, folks, listen, that witnessing is just not only a suggestion. It's a command. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. Jesus said that he's sending us to share the gospel with the world. Why? Folks, because people will be changed based upon your sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and not changed if you don't share. I want to mention something very quickly about that other man. How many of you have heard about Jonah? Well, Jonah was a prophet. He was a great prophet of God. And God came to him one day and gave him a message. Listen to what it says in Jonah 1:1. The Lord gave this message to Jonah. Listen, I want you to get up and I want you to go to the great city of Nineveh. I want you to announce my judgment against it. But Noah got up and went in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. Now, imagine that. God said, I want you to go this way. He said, okay, you understand? He said, yeah. And he went that way. Folks, what is it about God speaking to us that sometimes instead of doing the thing he asked us to do, we do the complete opposite and go in the opposite direction? Well, no, Jonah got on that boat, it says, and then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship was threatened to be broken up. So the mariners that were on the boat, the people that were on their way, they were like, who has offended the gods? Who has offended the gods? They're smart enough to know that when things happen, that it's offending the gods. But where was Jonah? The Bible says he was in the bottom of the ship sleeping. Sleeping. What is it about Christians, some Christians, not you, probably the folks down the block, not you. What is it about some Christians that you can be comfortable in your disobedience? God tells you this and you do that. God says, pray and you fall asleep. God says, read the word and you fall asleep till you turn on the television and you're wide awake. You listen to some music and you're like, whoa, that is so cool. But when it comes to the things of God, I think I'll just take a rest right here. Noah was the good guy. Jonah was in the bottom of the boat and he was sleeping. He was laid out. Finally, one of the men came downstairs and said, hey man, what's up with you? We're up here praying to our gods because we're about to die. You're down here snoozing. What's up with you? He said, oh, man. Now, listen to this. He begins to testify. Now he's going to testify. I serve the true and the living God. So I was just taking a nap. I know everything's all right. I know it's going to all turn out okay. All right. Well, tell us about this true and living God. Well, he's the God who created the heavens and the earth and the sea and all of those things. And you know what? Can I frankly tell you what's going on here? I need to tell you what's going on here. I have disobeyed God, and that's why God is angry, and that's why there's so much trouble for all of you guys on the boat. So I'm sure that made the man really happy. I know this, he really believed him because the Bible says he made him come up and tell everybody else what is going on. And so And Jonah, he repeated, and he said again, look, I'm disobedient to God. I tell you what, just throw me over. Everything will be right. Just throw me over. Folks, what is the complacency in a person when you know that you're doing wrong and yet you don't have the fear of the Lord? What is that? How can we disregard God's word, disregard what he wants, and just act like everything is okay? This is what Jonah was doing. In fact, he didn't even care about death. He said, hey, the Bible says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Throw me over. What? Obviously, he didn't understand the scriptures. But truthfully, how many Christians don't understand the scriptures today? You think that you can do anything and you're still going to heaven. Uh-oh. Well, he was thrown overboard, the Bible says, and then there was a great calm in the sea, and guess what? Everybody on the boat started thanking the true and living God. Oh, God, we serve you now. We serve you now. So even his disobedience, when he was thrown over, led people to God. But that's not the way it's supposed to work. The Bible says that when he was thrown over, God prepared a huge fish to swallow Jonah. And Jonah was in the fish's belly 3 days and nights. Now, probably he just thought, I'm going to drown. I'm going right in the presence of God. Everything's going to be cool. Instead, he ended up in the belly of a stinky fish for 3 days. Now, I have no idea of the anatomy of a fish and all of that kind of thing. Maybe some of you do. I don't. I just get a picture in my mind of a big fish that is eating different things in the ocean, and now Jonah is like kind of slushing back and forth in that. You know what I mean? Just in all of that slime, just going, you know. And all of a sudden, some gooky stuff comes over him, and he's just going through this back and forth, and he's beginning to repent. Now he says, "You know what, God? I was wrong." And he probably started about 5 minutes into it. I was wrong. And God said, But you haven't gotten the message yet, Jonah. Just stay a little bit longer. 24 hours. I was wrong. Oh, God, please forgive me. I was wrong. God said, well, you can just stay in there just a little bit longer. 24 hours later, 2 days now. God, if you don't get me out of here, I'm going to die. God, I was wrong. Forgive me. Can I ask you a question? How long do you have to go through something before you cry out to God and repent and say, hey, forgive me, I'm not going to do that anymore? What is it that makes us have to go through more than we probably should go through to repent, to say, I shouldn't have done that in the first place. God, forgive me. God, set me free from that. Listen, folks, God loves you. He doesn't want you to go through anything bad to prove that you need to obey him.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
You need to obey God. Now, bad things are going to happen when you disobey God. Just, I want you to get that picture of Jonah just slushing back and forth. It's stinky in here. I want you to get that. He had to stay there another day. God does not want the results of disobedience to come upon your life because you're on a mission. There's a plan. There's a purpose for your life. But if you try to do things your way, you're going to hit the storm. You're going to hit the wall. Things are not going to end up your way. And I mean, you know God is saying, don't be involved with that guy. Don't be involved with that girl. No, that's not your profession. I've called you to do this. Look, you have a call on your life, and yet you're just trying to do it your way. All I can say is don't walk next to any water. Because a big fish might just come up and keep you there for 3 days. Listen, it doesn't have to be a fish. It can be any circumstance or situation that will bring grief and pain and regret into your life because you did not obey God. Some of you are going through it right now. I don't have to tell you to raise your hand. I know you're going through it right now. You should have listened. You should have obeyed God. But there you are right now. Save me! The Bible says that Jonah became humbled by his experience. So then God had the fish spit him up on the shore. God will give you a second chance if you repent and you're willing to share the gospel, folks. Some of us haven't been in the fish yet. Some of us have just begun to experience the troubled waves in the sea of our lives. Some of us are at different levels of our disobedience. But you don't have to go the whole way. You can just stop and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm going to do what you called me to do. I'm going to begin talking to people about Jesus. I'm going to begin sharing the gospel with individuals. I'm going to start with my life and letting them see a change life. God gave Jonah a second chance. It says, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time and said, arise and go to Nineveh, the great city. Call out against them in this message. So the Bible says he ran this time. And when he got there, he began to cry out and say, hey, God's going to destroy you if you don't turn around, if you don't live for God. This city's about to be destroyed. You got to do it. Believe me. Look, I just came out of the belly of a fish. Would somebody please believe me? Oh, you don't believe me? Come take a smell. Just smell me. This is true. But something worse is going to happen to you if you don't come to know God. The Bible says that when God saw that these people believed the message that he sent through Jonah, he had compassion on them and did not bring destruction upon their lives. What am I saying here? You have a divine purpose. Your life serves a purpose. The most important part of that purpose is sharing the gospel with other people, folks, by your life, by your example, by your words, by your testimony. When we ignore that call in our life, believe it or not, you're gonna have some trouble in your life. Jonah went in the opposite direction, and there was trouble in his life. Finally, he was put in a situation where he was humbled to obey God. Don't let God have to put us in a situation where we are so humbled that we have to obey God. We have to obey the Great Commission. We have to do what we were really born to do. Jonah got a second chance. This is your second chance, this message today, right now, to say, you know what? I'm going to begin to make sharing the gospel a priority in my life. I'm going to begin to do it. Why? Because there are people who are waiting to hear the truth. We are not responsible for the response of the people. We are simply the delivery men and women of the message. They have to make their own decision, but God says their blood will be on our hands if we say nothing. Jonah got a second chance, and we're getting another chance today, this message. The Bible says he ran, and he began to say, look, before you know it, if you don't come to God, judgment is coming. Folks, that is our message. Now, many of us probably just want to say, God loves you so much, and if you just follow the Lord, things are just going to turn out all right for you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. Yeah, that's true, but Jesus said, warn them. The Bible says, warn them. You've got to let people know the seriousness of what it means to reject Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. It means hell for all eternity. The Bible tells us that someday every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to stand before God at the great white throne judgment and have to give an account of how they lived in this world. And there are books that are going to be opened, and in those books, it's going to talk about the deeds of individuals in case someone says, well, that doesn't sound like me. And the Lord's going to say, well, on such and such a day at this time, and this is what you did. This is exactly what you did. You want me to read the script? It's all here. The Bible says, and there's going to be a book of life. And everyone who is going to heaven is recorded in the book of life. And those not found in that book are going to hell. Folks, you serve a higher purpose. Look, everything that's going on in this world, will you please understand you serve a higher purpose? It's a spiritual purpose. It's one that will go throughout all eternity. For all the great things God can use you to do now to help people, that's wonderful. But the greatest thing you can do is to witness. Using the gospel, helping people to understand salvation is what you need. You must have it. Not only to fulfill your destiny here on earth, but your eternal destiny in heaven. You've got to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. Because if you don't, you're not making it to heaven. Well, I know you've been told as many ways, but there's only one. Jesus is the way. He's the only truth. He's the only life. Folks, we've got to start being bold. We need to understand you were chosen to serve a higher purpose. Your life really does matter. And can I tell you this, even as I'm closing? God has connected people with that message he's given you. Let me make it a little clearer. There are specific people you're supposed to give that message to. God designed that to happen. Generally, it's people that are in your sphere of influence. They know you. So they're more apt to listen to what you have to say because they're more open to you. Maybe there's a soul tie. There's some kind of friendship. There's some kind of work-related association, so that when you begin to talk to them, then the Holy Spirit is talking to them, backing you up because their heart is open to you. You were called to serve a prophetic purpose in your associations with people, telling them about Christ. That's why you were born now. That's why you work where you work. Now, that's why you're in that family. That's why you're next door to those people. All of these things were things that God designed to be before your birth. You serve a higher purpose, perhaps, than you even realize. And today, God has given you a second chance to step in that place where you've been called to serve.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is You Serve a Higher Purpose, Part 2. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.